is rooted in the word of God. Can I tell you something? The problem is not your problem. The issue is that you don't know what you need. What you need is the word of God. Hallelujah. That is what you need. That is what I need. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. It says, for I will hasten to perform my works. God is eager, more than you can even imagine, to perform what he has spoken concerning you. And somebody may be saying, Pastor, you don't understand. It is overwhelming. My problems are overwhelming. They are intimidating. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 29. Is my word not like a fire, saith the Lord? Is it not like a hammer that breaketh the rocks into pieces? It does not matter how rocky your problem is. The word of God can shatter it. I need is the word of God. Let's run away from jamboree and settle for the word. Everything that is needed to make a celebrity out of your destiny is packaged in the word. I was sharing with my staff on Monday. I said, there's no other life outside of the Bible. There is no better life outside of the Bible. What you call pleasure that is outside of the Bible is destruction coated. A man who says, I cannot do without girls. I cannot do. One day you get HIV and you die. And that's when it will be so obvious to you that, look, there is no life in sleeping with all manner of women, sampling them, and your head is so big, your shoulders are lifted, and you are saying, I am a hotcake. I am a hotcake. All the women are looking for my attention. One day, the devil will capture you. And that's when it will be so obvious to you that, look, life outside of the Bible is destruction in waiting. I pray that the devil will not capture anybody here. But you must take heed to the word of God. You must go back to the word of God. The word of God is the constitution for this kingdom. There's no any other constitution. It is the word of God. If you live according to this constitution, no devil is permitted to take you to spiritual losera. The reason why the enemy has been sentencing you to spiritual losera is because you've been breaking the constitution. My daughter, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for it is life to them that findeth it. Hallelujah. So the word of God is life. Someone say life. Number two, how do I yield to the spirit of God? You must be a man and a woman of his presence. You must endeavor to spend quality time with your father. It is at such a time that the Holy Ghost takes over. It is at such a time that the Holy Ghost will come and begin to hover and brood over your life when you are in his presence. Open your Bible, Psalms 114. Let's take a Bible reading. I'll read. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was a sanctuary, and Israel is dominion. The sea saw it and fled. What did the sea saw? The presence of God. And Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What Heled thee, O thou sea? What did you see? That thou fledest, King James Version. Thou Jordan, that thou was driven back. Ye mountains, that you skipped like rams, and you little hills like lambs. Tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. At the presence of God, every sea will part. Have you not read your Bible? When they were to cross the river Jordan, he instructed them, let the priest that bear the ark of the covenant go ahead of you. And the Bible says, immediately their feet touched the Jordan, it parted. Why? They were carrying the presence of God. If you are a carrier of God's presence, mountains will give way without much struggle. Do you know why you wake up in the morning and you are frustrated all around? You have not carried his presence. You've left your home thinking, I can do it. I know how to fix my problem. You're a liar. You can't fix any problem. But if you're a carrier of his presence, things will begin to fall into place on their own accord.